At some point along the way, anyone who chooses to believe in Jesus has a choice to make. Will they actually do what he tells them to do, or will they just carry on with business as usual? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the things that I've noticed amongst people who profess to believe in Jesus is that many have an unhealthy detachment from what he actually tells us to do. And sure, many of those things are decidedly inconvenient. Love your enemy. Turn the other cheek. Walk the extra mile. And to a greater or lesser extent, let's be honest, we all struggle with them. But somewhere along that journey, as I said, we each have a decision to make. Either we take him seriously and start living our lives his way, or we carry on as we always have, ignoring the bits we don't like. Well, that first option is indeed a decision. The second is more of a non-decision. So where are you in your journey? Have you decided or not? James chapter 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. In other words, if we're merely hearers of his word rather than doers, if we take the business as usual non-decision route, then we're kidding ourselves. We're living a lie. I heard someone say once that you may be holding a Bible in your hand. You may even be preaching from it. But are you living from it? That's a very good question. Because if you're not, you're deceiving yourself. Perhaps today is the day to think that through. Perhaps today is the day for you to take that Christ above all decision once and for all. Come on, be a doer of the word, not merely a hearer, living the rest of your life as a lie. That's God's word fresh for you today. Something amazing happens when we take Jesus seriously. Yeah, sure, it's a struggle, but that struggle leads us into a whole new life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book called Your Road to a Stunning Life. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.